This is Katsuya.
Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A, A-U-R-E-L-I-A-N, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Kenneth Jenkins, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This kidney disease has remained stable with BUN of 26 from 24, comma, creatinine of 2.74 from 2.75, comma, and GFR of 23 from 23, period. There is minimal, so non-selective proteinuria of 257 milligrams noted, and insignificant activity in the urinary sediment, period. He denies any symptoms and follows with Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, or BPH, period. Number two, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 8.3 from 9.1. He is taking allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, however, is not compliant with the low-protein diet, as he admits to eating bacon, period. We instructed him on the importance of avoidance of animal protein and purine-rich foods in the diet. Period. He verbalizes understanding. If the uric acid level does not meet the goal of 5.5 to 6 by the next visit, comma, we will increase the allopurinol from 100 milligrams to 300 milligrams daily. Period. Number three, vitamin D deficiency. He is currently taking vitamin D3 2,000 units daily. Period. His recent vitamin D level is 35. We will continue to monitor. Period. Number four, nephrolithiasis. Stable on Bicitra, B-I-C-I-T-R-A, once daily. Period. He was taking it twice a day. However, due to side effects of diarrhea, he is currently taking it only once. Period. He denies any recent passing of renal stones. And